From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis begins his first full day in the United States, meeting with President Barack Obama and canonizing an 18th century Spanish missionary who spread Catholicism in what is now the state of California. The Holy Father was greeted by cheering, chanting crowds and the president when he arrived Tuesday after 3 days in Cuba, where he was hailed as a hero for helping to end the five-decade-long diplomatic chill between Havana and Washington. After today's meeting at the White House, the Pontiff's motorcade will parade around the Washington Mall before he holds a prayer meeting with U.S. bishops and canonizes Junipero Serra, the Franciscan friar who founded Catholic missions along the coast of California. On Thursday, Francis becomes the first ever pope to deliver an address before a joint meeting of Congress. He then travels to New York on Friday to address the United Nations General Assembly and Philadelphia on Friday. After the pope leaves, Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives Friday, making his first state visit to the United States. The leader of the Asian giant is calling for better relations with the U.S. to help aid what, or rather prevent what he said would be disastrous conflict between the two nations. In Burkina Faso, Western heads of state are expected to restore transitional President Michel Kafando to power today following last week's coup. The president of the ECOWAS Commission.
We have decided to dispatch tomorrow a high committee composed by head of states of six ECOWAS member states to go to Ouagadougou to reinstall President Michel Kafando in his capacity as president of a transition and to convey a solidarity message of ECOWAS to the Burkinabe people.
The coup leader says he will hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. This is VOA News. European Union interior ministers have approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote Tuesday over the objection of several members is being presented Wednesday to a summit of EU leaders. Nearly a half a million migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. The UN Refugee Agency said the constant stream of migrants is so large that a quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
The relocation program cannot be effectively implemented without creating adequate reception facilities in the countries where the refugees and migrants enter Europe.
Germany's intelligence chief has warned that radical Islamists could try to recruit refugees for terrorist attacks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe Russian planes sent to an airbase in Syria are therefore basic force protection intended to protect Russian soldiers and assets already on the ground.
Yes, they have increased aircraft, and there are certain kinds of aircraft there, which, depending on what the long-term decision is by Russia about its presence, could raise some questions. But for the moment, it is the judgment of our military and most experts that the level and type represents basically force protection, a level of protection for their deployment to an airbase, given the fact that it is in an area of conflict.
Mr. Kerry said Tuesday it is still not clear what Russia's long-term intentions are for boosting its military presence in Syria. Meanwhile, the UN envoy on Syria launched another effort Tuesday to open peace talks with Syria. Stefan de Mistura announced working groups will look at political and legal issues along with military matters and counterterrorism. On the eve of a visit Wednesday by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to Moscow, Turkey has dubbed Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria as very dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has warned any military backing of President Bashar al-Assad's government by Russia will hamper efforts to find a political solution to the Syrian conflict. The U.S. says it has asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying, but so far gotten no answers. The U.S. spokesman Mark Toner was asked about the case of Vietnamese-American Sandy Phan Gillis. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said Phan Gillis is suspected of endangering national security and that relevant Chinese authorities are pursuing the case under law. And also the death of earlier this week, from bombings in Nigeria, the death toll has risen to at least 100. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.